Todd Bartley with you here in the Newstalk 104.1 at 1600 WEJS Studios, downtown Williamsport, joined by the host of the Mark Scaringi Show. He's also the guy that carried the mantle to sue Governor Wolf in Supreme Court of Pennsylvania. It's Mark Scaringi. I believe you're getting close to the steps of the state capitol today on the day to reopen Pennsylvania. Welcome, Mark.
I am, Todd. Thank you. And welcome to all of the listeners, WEJS. I'm happy to be on. Yeah, I'm right here at the footsteps of the Pennsylvania State Capitol. There is a very large rally going on. A couple of thousand of very concerned Pennsylvanians who want to reopen Pennsylvania.
Now, this protest or rally, whichever anybody wants to call it.
There are a couple of groups here who are instrumental, but Reopen PA is probably the lead organization.
Now, one of your guests was Senator Mastriano. He's been live streaming from the steps of the Capitol, and nearly 10,000 people are viewing that at any one time here this morning. And when he turned around, so the Capitol's behind him, he looked down over the steps, wall-to-wall people. You look down the road right in front of the Capitol, wall-to-wall cars, and everybody seems to be doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, I would say most of the people here are wearing masks. There is social distancing being practiced in some parts here. But I'll tell you, a lot of the rally is comprised of passenger vehicles and trucks going in front of the state capitol in each direction, waving flags to reopen Pennsylvania, raising U.S. flags, and, of course, the ubiquitous Trump 2020 flags. So the numbers are a lot higher than it even appears on the Facebook Live and the media reports, because there's so much traffic going through, supporters honking their horns and yelling out in support of the cause to reopen Pennsylvania.
You're going to be making comments from the podium there on the steps of the Capitol. What's your message to Pennsylvania?
My message to the Pennsylvania legislatures to pass. There's a group of very good laws that have been proposed by State Senator Mastriano, who you referred to. State Representative Russ Diamond and Don Kiefer have some good bills in the hopper trying to get the governor to reopen Pennsylvania and to do it in a safe way with COVID-19 protections and precautions in place. I'm talking about my litigation where I sued the governor and the Secretary of Health and the PA State Supreme Court. Regrettably, we lost that case, but we got a pretty decent concurring and dissenting opinion from the Chief Justice of Pennsylvania concerned about the effect of this order and how the governor's claiming it's temporary, but it could be permanent for businesses that cannot sustain the revenue losses. So we're going to be taking up that case to the United States Supreme Court in the next couple of days.
We just broke news here on Newstalk 104.1 at 1600 Live. Mark, you want to restate that again? Because I asked you the question in the immediate aftermath of, as you mentioned, losing at the state Supreme Court level. Did you just say, did I hear that correctly, in the next day or a couple of days, you are appealing that ruling to the Supreme Court of the United States?
That's right, Todd. You've heard that here, and this is the first time we've announced that decision. We are going to be taking what's called a petition for writ of certiorari, where we are asking the highest court in the land to review the decision of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court in the area where the court denied our federal constitutional claims. And we're asking the United States Supreme Court to reverse the Pennsylvania Supreme Court and strike down Governor Tom Wolf's unconstitutional business closure order. We'll be filing that petition in the next day or two.
Mark, what do you expect with all the closures and everything else and the courts relatively closed, lack of a better term, how quickly or how long do you think it's going to take to get the audience with the Supreme Court?
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to be filing a motion for an expedited review of our petition, expedited briefing. And so if the court grants that motion, it will undertake the petition on an expedited basis, and it could be a matter of a couple of days or a week. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court did also set an expedited briefing schedule and did move through that case fairly quickly. It took about a week for the court to reach its conclusion after all the briefing was done. So I think we're talking about probably a week or two if all things go our way.
Now, speaking of the next week or two, and then I know you got to go because you got to make the comments between noon and 1, what will those comments be, knowing that the governor is taking to the air along with Dr. Levine between 12:30 and 1 with their press conference that normally, interestingly enough, normally they go at 2 o'clock. Do you think it's ironic that they've moved it to 12:30?
Well, perhaps they want to address what they believe the speakers at this very big and growing rally are going to say. Perhaps they want to preempt some of the comments that are going to be made here. But I think that this rally of small business owners and individuals across Pennsylvania should be a wake-up call to the Wolf administration. The Pennsylvanians have had enough. That we need to reopen our businesses, put the people of Pennsylvania back to work, save our economy, and we can do it in ways that prevent and mitigate the spread of COVID-19.
Mark, appreciate the time as always. We would like to catch up on the other side of your comments as well today as the rally and the protest continues on the really the doorstep of the state capitol.
Will do. Thanks, Todd.
That's Mark Scringy, everybody, and we just broke news. He just said they're taking their case all the way to the United States Supreme Court to attempt to overrule Governor Wolf. You heard it here first. You heard it here exclusively, News Talk 104.1 and 1600 WEJS. And we're back to Mike Gallagher here in just a second.